Welcome to this service for the first Sunday after Trinity. As I mentioned last week, the whole of this service will be spoken, so that I, and especially Sam, will have been able to have a break. The normal service, with music, will return, God willing, next week. In order to make this an easy week for Sam, the whole of this spoken service is in one take, so that he doesn't have to cut and paste and edit. It does mean that if I make a mistake, I'll just carry on. Please forgive me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will arise and go to my Father, and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The psalm set for today is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures for ever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Collect for the First Sunday after Trinity. O God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our Bible reading is the Gospel reading set for today, beginning in Matthew chapter 9. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples, gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, now give without payment. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Psalm 100, which we heard a few moments ago, is one of the great songs of Christian praise. In the old prayer book, it was used as a canticle and referred to as the Jubilate. The old canticles tend to be named by the first word or words of the piece in Latin, like the Nunc Dimittis, which literally begins, Now you send away your servant. Jubilate is rejoice, be joyful. O be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. In our hymn books, the Jubilate, Psalm 100, is most memorably reproduced as the great old hymn, All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. To the tune we call Old Hundredth, because the words are a setting of that psalm. We have touched several times in these last weeks on the joy of the pilgrim crowd as they approached Jerusalem, first at the festival of Passover at our Easter time, and 2 weeks ago at the festival of Pentecost. This psalm is another pilgrim song. It is to be sung as the pilgrims approach the Holy Temple at Jerusalem. O enter then his gates with praise, approach with joy his courts unto. In Israel in those days, holidays were holy days. All through the year the people of Israel looked forward to the Lord's great feasts, when there was a chance to rest for a while from hard work and routine through the year, and travel joyfully with their families and communities to Jerusalem. How different this picture is, the picture conjured up by the psalm, from the crowds we read about in the Gospel reading today. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Perhaps they felt deserted by their leaders, by the priestly caste, who seemed more and more remote from them in the time of Roman occupation, or by religious Puritans like the Pharisees, who tended to suggest that the occupation was their fault, it was their sin and sinfulness that had brought God's judgment down upon them. Perhaps in Galilee, where this story is set, they're disgusted by King Herod, whom the Romans allow to remain on the throne, and who lives like a pagan, marrying illegally, and putting to death the popular hero John the Baptist, the Lord's latest prophet. Perhaps, indeed, they feel let down by God himself. Why has the Lord let them come to this? For whatever reason, Jesus says that they feel like sheep without a shepherd, and unlike the Pharisees, who blame them for everything, he is moved with compassion. It's time to get a grip, says Keir Starmer to Boris Johnson. The people are looking for leadership. The country is crying out for leadership, says Joe Biden to Donald Trump. Leadership which you can unite us, that brings us together, as thousands of people take a knee in support of George Floyd's cause. It was a time like that in Israel, a time when the people felt leaderless, sheep without a shepherd. And so Jesus commissions his disciples to cast out the demons of despair, to cure every disease and every sickness, and to tell the Lord's people the good news, that the kingdom of heaven has come near. God is not absent. He is not far away. He is near us. He is within us. He is among us, and he goes between us. He has emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of man. He has humbled himself even to death upon a cross. Here is a leader in whose cause any of us can feel able to take a knee. We are not sheep without a shepherd. We are his people, says the psalmist, and the sheep of his pasture. We will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers. It's been one of the more difficult aspects of these online services that we are advised not to mention in them people by name. There are a number of folk in our congregations who have been and are seriously ill during these last weeks, and a number who have been bereaved. Many of you know who they are. I am grateful to the many people that I know are praying for them and who are offering them support in different ways. They are in our hearts as we pray today. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Entad, honoriten en evoid, sancte dia de enu, dele de dernos, gunela de wachlis, megis en enev, vechli ar y ddear hefyd. Deroni heddio ein bara binyddiol, y maddau ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn ni nai un dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eith y gware ni rhag drwg. Canis eddo ti o'r dernas, ar nerth ar gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. High and holy God, robed in majesty, Lord of heaven and earth, we pray that you will bring justice, faith, and salvation to all peoples. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You chose us in Christ to be your people and to be the temple of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you will fill your church with vision and hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your Spirit enables us to cry, Abba, Father, affirms that we are fellow heirs with Christ and pleads for us in our weakness. We pray for all who are in need or distress. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the death and life of the Lord Jesus, you have opened heaven to us and enabled us to share in your glory. The joy of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from before the world was made. May your whole church, living and departed, come to a joyful resurrection in your city of light. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home, rejoicing once again into our doors. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great Shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, today and always. Amen.